Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this podcast will be the first of a regular feature I've been promising for a while. From now on, every few episodes, I'll tell the story of a runner, not a famous runner, but an average Joe, a middle-of-the-packer, someone who has a running story to tell. If you would like to tell your story, write it down and send it to me, and maybe I'll use it in a future podcast. Maybe running helped you to lose weight. Maybe it helped you cope with a tragic event in your life. Maybe it helped your family in some way. Maybe you have a story that will motivate others. I especially like stories about how people have reinvented themselves through running. And that is the kind of story I have for you today. The title of this episode is Pete Nelson Reinvented. One thing we're learning is that it's possible to reinvent yourself, to become a new and improved you. I listened to a program on TV the other night in which a Dr. Lodge was reporting on his research. He says it's actually possible for people to age backwards, just like young children who are lethargic and overweight may be biologically middle-aged. At the opposite end of the spectrum, middle-aged people, if they exercise a lot, can become biologically younger, much younger. Dr. Lodge has written a book titled Younger Next Year, by the way. Pete Nelson first wrote to me a few years ago. He had already traveled far down the road of change. From an overweight, two-pack-a-day smoker, he had started reinventing himself. At that time, he had already run his first marathon. Here is his inspiring story in two parts. First is the original report, then his recent update, which I have to admit isn't very recent anymore, because I've been meaning to publish this. I actually published this as a part of my blog way back when he sent it to me, but I'm just now getting around to doing the podcast. Here is his first report. 52-year-old, young, male. Started running 2.5 years ago because my son asked me to run a marathon with him. I was an athlete as a youngster, and through high school, enjoyed all sports. Didn't do any competitive running until I was in my 30s, and then only did a couple of 10Ks. I slowly gained weight, continued an off and on habit of smoking, up to 2 packs a day, and generally aged in poorer and poorer health. Developed obstructive sleep apnea and high blood pressure. One day, while scratching my fat belly, watching the Masters golf tournament, I had an epiphany. Gary Player, a mid-70s famous golf pro, was interviewed about his game and his health. He looked great and was very active and healthy. His secret, he said, was twice daily sit-ups and push-ups, as well as developing a healthy diet. I thought, heck, I can do that. So I started doing 2-a-days, 10 minutes each, gave up soda, and started controlling my portion sizes. In less than 6 months, I had lost nearly 60 pounds. I also, at the time, had just gotten a new bouncy baby Australian Shepherd puppy that I decided to walk at least a mile twice a day. That was 5 years ago. Since then, I've continued to lose unhealthy weight and started running. 3 years ago, I saw my 28-year-old son run his first marathon, and I was so impressed it made me decide to quit smoking once and for all. Then that Christmas, he asked me to join him to train for and run a spring marathon. I did it and have loved running ever since. I've learned and grown in my training knowledge and have really enjoyed the challenges and goals that I've put on myself and the accomplishments that I have achieved since committing to a healthy, active lifestyle. I only wish I would have started it sooner. Since I started running 2.5 years ago, I've overcome sleep apnea and don't need a CPAP machine anymore. Been able to stop taking blood pressure meds due to my weight loss and improved cardio training, and have run 3 marathons and many other shorter races. My first marathon I ran in 4 hours 51 minutes, and my last I ran in 4 hours and 2 minutes. I'm training for another spring marathon, hoping to fly past the 4-hour barrier. I enjoyed reading how you found your way to Mojo for Running. I too feel the mojo and hope that my little health gains, both mental and physical, will stand as an example to and an inspiration for people that know me. Running and health bring so much satisfaction if a person is patient enough and wise enough to stick to it long enough to really realize the true benefits. Okay, so those are the words of Pete Nelson. Then this is an update that he sent me last summer. I've since run 5 more marathons and have bested the 4-hour mark 4 times with a PR of 3:45. I've run 2 marathons already this year and am training for another coming up in early October. My goal now is a Boston qualifying time of 3:35. I know I can do it either this fall or next spring. My son was the inspiration to start the journey, and we've run 4 marathons together, and now my daughter is training for her first, which she plans to run with me in October. That leads me to why I decided to email you. Back when I emailed you several years ago, I ordered a Mojo for Running shirt. I recently ran a half marathon with both kids as a training run. Running has been a huge blessing in my life, and I hope that you're inspiring more and more people to step up and enjoy the world of running. Good luck, and thanks for your inspiration. If you check my blog, and you can go to the archives and look under the titles, you'll see one that's titled Pete Nelson Reinvented, and it's basically what I just read you, but you'll also see a picture, a great picture of Pete in a race wearing his Mojo for Running shirt. That's all for today. I hope Pete's story will inspire others to tell their stories. Please visit mojoforrunning.com, and also I encourage you to email me with your questions for another regular feature I plan to start soon, which is that every few episodes I'll just answer questions. If you have a question for a podiatrist, a nutritionist, massage therapist, chiropractor, etc., please send them along because I'll record answers from these experts as well. Now here's today's quote. Those who think they have no time for bodily exercise will sooner or later have to find time for illness. Edward Stanley, from The Conduct of Life.